Tales of Jimmy Allen.
Back to Jimmy Allen. The little band of white people on the pirate island near the mouth of the Canton River is in a desperate situation. Sai Moy, the pirate queen, finally agrees to Steve's terms. She will give up her career as a pirate if the white men will help her and her children in their struggle for life against the rebel Jock Lewis. Jimmy, Speed, and Spanner go to Sai Moy's house in order to obtain provisions and arms for the protection of the little group. Sai Moy sends part of the supplies ahead by servants, but just as the main party is ready to leave, it finds itself cut off by Jock Loon's cutthroats. A handful of men, still loyal to Sai Moy, is barely able to fight its way inside the house. The great doors are slammed shut and barred. Turmoil rages outside while consternation reigns within. We find Jimmy and Speed holding a hasty consultation with Garot, French pilot, who has been held captive in Sai Moy's house. Listen to what they're saying.
What shall we do, Speed?
Just a second, Jim. You, Duroc, and I'll make a decision. Well, Spanner.
Watch out, Governor.
How many men are there besides the whites who can do any fighting?
Seven, sir.
Are they all armed?
Yes, sir, they are.
Post them front and rear. Get Sai Moy to give the orders.
Watch out, Governor.
There are seven of Sai Moy's men, and with us, that makes 11. Our clone can use a rifle, so that makes 12.
Oh, but monsieur, do not forget this Sai Moy. She must be a great fighter.
Yes, I'll wager she is, all right. Now then, let's get on to business. What do we better do?
The first thing is to unite our party. Divided into two sections, we won't be able to last long.
Yes, that's easier said than done.
If you please, may I make a suggestion?
You bet you can, Durant. Go right ahead.
I believe that Jacques Long will concentrate his forces in an attempt to wipe out one group first.
Well, that's the logical thing for him to do.
Well, which group would he concentrate on?
I think he would take the weakest group first.
Yeah, that's exactly what he'd do.
And the weakest group is the one up the hill. The only ones capable of doing any fighting are Flash and Mr. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson and Sally certainly don't know anything about fighting, and Chris Landers is sick in bed.
Listen, I think Jock Loon is pulling off some of his men right now.
He is probably holding a conference, just as we are doing.
Why can't we get together, take a sudden exit, and fight our way up the hill?
No, I don't think we'd have a chance, Jim.
But if Jock Loon is having a conference with some of his men, we might be able to catch him by surprise. Why, he wouldn't think we'd dare to make such a move.
Well, there's something in what the kid says. What do you think, Brock?
I think Jimmy is right. I think we'd better wait a few minutes.
We can't wait too long, because by that time, Jock Loon will be attacking our house on the hill.
Where's Sai Moy?
Well, she's over in the corner with Ah Tong and the two young children.
She isn't quite so brave now that she's the underdog.
What are you going to do with her?
I thought I'd call her over and see if she has any ideas. She's probably been in tight spots before.
I think that is an excellent idea.
Oh, Sai Moy.
Yes, you said I'd at home?
Well, come over here a minute, will you, please?
At once.
Sai Moy knows this village like a book. She might know some way we can get up the hill without running into Jock Loon and his men.
Yes, you said I'd at home? What, you wish?
We've been talking over what to do, Sai Moy. What do you think?
We must join party up on hill.
Yeah, that's what we think, too. How are we going to do it?
We go upstairs, go out roof window, go along roof of house until we come to end of street.
But these roofs are of tile. Will they hold us up?
Yes, if we walk on the plaster part.
I know what she means, Steve. The peak part that has that large molding of plaster.
Is that it, Tom Warren?
Yes, that is right, Mr. Allen.
All right, that's what we'll do. And now is the time.
There's only one thing, Speed.
What's that?
If everyone goes out at the same time, Chuck Long or those he has left on guard may get suspicious.
I think Jimmy is right.
All right. What's your suggestion?
My suggestion is that everybody except Fan and myself go out first. And he and I will stay inside, making a lot of noise and firing out into the street occasionally through the gun holes. That will prevent Jock Long from becoming suspicious.
By George, you hit it. But you mustn't stay here too long. Listen, Simoy, how much time will it take for most of the party to go over the roof to the end of the street?
Maybe 3-4 minutes.
All right, Jim. You and Fan will stay here. But don't stay longer than 5 minutes. Go ahead with your idea of making a lot of noise and firing spasmodically.
Right you are, Steve. As soon as the 5 minutes are up, Fan and I will leave.
All right. The rest of us will get going. Simoy, you issue the orders to your men in Chinese.
All right. I go do that.
Now be very careful, Jim. And don't take any unnecessary chances. Or I wouldn't have anything happen to you for the world.
I'll be very careful, Speed. And we'll join you at the upper end of the street.
Right, Jarson.
Simoy's giving her orders. Well, I guess you're all set.
Yeah, I guess we are. Oh, Simoy, you and your men ready?
All ready, Mr. Arathon.
So long, Jim. See you in a few minutes. Come on, Giraffe, let's go.
So long, Speed. Listen, Spanner. We've got to start some action right away.
Right out, Governor. Whatever you say.
You run to the back of the house and fire through one of the holes there. And I'll fire into the street here.
What'll I shoot at?
Oh, just fire your gun, that's all. We don't want to kill anyone if we can help it. So come on, hurry up.
Righto.
Well, there it goes for mine. There. That'll make them think that somebody's still here. And there goes Spanner.
I have a question, Mr. Allen.
Okay, Spanner. Now, come on back here. We'll both fire a few shots through the front.
Righto.
Come on. We'll fire 2 or 3 shots in rapid succession.
I'm all ready. Let's go.
Ah, good work.
Yeah. That drew it from action, all right.
Come on now. Let's keep firing at intervals.
Righto.
Hey. I don't like the looks of this.
What's the matter, Mr. Evans?
Can you see out into the street?
Only through this hole where I'm shooting.
What do you see?
I see several men slinking up the street. That's what I see.
Great heavens. Banner, you don't suppose they've seen our people up on the roof, do you?
I don't know, but they're heading up that way.
Listen to that.
They're attacking us. That's what they're doing.
Yes. Bullets hitting the door. Watch it, Banner. Don't stay behind that hole unless you're shooting.
I'll be careful, Mr. Evans.
Great. Ah, look out.
Boy, what's that?
Down the street there. A bunch of men with a battering ram. Why, they're going to crash in the door.
Fire, quick. Maybe we can stop them.
All right. Let them have it.
Watch it. Watch it. They're almost at the door.
Look out. Look out. How about the hit? Oh.
Help me. We're gone.
Get out the back way. We haven't time to get up first.
Oh, Jim, where are you?
Listen to that shooting, eh?
Did you hear that loud crash a minute ago?
Oui, but I do not know what it was.
No, neither do I. But it certainly sounded bad.
How much time has gone by?
Well, it's about 8 minutes since we left the house.
We must go, Mr.
Yes, I know it's time, boy. But I hate to leave without Jim and Simon.
Animal mother, see that men coming to be Jack Long men.
Oh, perhaps they have seen us, huh?
Come on, everybody. On the run. Simon, tell them in Chinese. The Rock and I will bring them to the rear.
Yes, Mr. Abbott.
Watch it, the Rock. Those men on the side are trying to fight us. Let them have it.
I see 2 men fall. Look.
Yeah, well, maybe that'll hold
us. We sooner have fought the door, do we, huh?
No, we should keep going. The house is just over there to the right, at the end of the street.
Look out, Mr. Robinson. Let's come closer.
Halt, everyone. Stop. Turn around. Ready? Aim. Fire.
Look, they fall back, huh?
Yeah, I'll keep them for a minute. Listen, Antoine. You run ahead and call the flash through it. The door seems to be open when we get there.
Yes, Mr. Robinson. I run fire.
All right, the rest of you, let's get going.
If those doors are open, we'll just make it.
The only thing I'm afraid of is that something has happened to Flash and the others.
Oh, you mean Jacques Long?
Yeah. It's over half an hour since Flash fired those 3 shots in succession.
Look out! Look! There are men over there.
Get your guns ready.
A few more steps and we are there.
Watch it now.
Fire!
Come on, Gerard.
I am with you.
Quick, please. I'm with you.
Flash! Is everyone in?
Everybody but you and Jabba.
All right, we're in. Slam those doors.
How many people entered, huh?
A bunch of chinks. I couldn't count them all.
Everyone must be here.
Everyone ain't here. Well, where's Jimmy and Insane?
I don't know, Flash. I'm worried sick. We left him down at Cy Moore's house for a few minutes, so Jock Long and his men wouldn't know we were leaving. We waited and waited, and finally Jock Long's gang attacked us, and we couldn't wait any longer.
Of course, Jim and Stanner. I just...
Oh, well, don't think about it, Flash. Maybe they got away somehow. But tell me, what's been going on here?
Well, did you hear those three shots?
Yeah, and we tried to come at once. We had to wait for Simon to get ready. By that time, we were cut off.
We were attacked up here, and all of a sudden, they left us alone, and we heard a terrific noise down the hill.
That's when they drove off the rest of Simon's men back into the house. Oh, but tell me, how's Chris Landon?
He ain't very well, but he wants to get up and take part in the fight. Mr. Johnson and Sally are all having all they can do to keep him in bed.
Where's Mr. Johnson?
He's back there, too.
All right, now, let's get ready for a battle. If I'm not mistaken, Jock Long will try to rush this place without any delay.
We got enough men and arms. I think we ought to be able to defend ourselves here.
All right, now here's what we'll do. You, Duroc, take charge of the rear. You, Flash, stay up in the front. I'll stay here in the middle and be ready to go to either end.
Look up there.
Well, what in the... Oh, I see. You've constructed a little platform out of that spare wood, huh?
Yeah, and I've mounted that machine gun there and cut a hole over the door to fire through. It covers the slope toward the village.
Hey, that's swell. We ought to be able to hold off an army with that. Oh, sorry, boy.
Yes, Mr. Robinson?
Now, you put some of your men to back and the others up here in front.
Well, what's that?
It's Jack Long.
Well, what does he want?
Listen. Jack Long say all Chinese but me must leave out. Otherwise, they be killed.
Well, what are your people saying?
They afraid. They wish to go.
All right. Open that door, Clyde. Now then, all of you, get out. We don't want you here unless you want to stay. Wait a minute now. Throw down those rifles.
Every man and woman of those chinks, except Cy Moy and her kids, went out.
Never mind, Flash. Close that door and bark.
Okay, right.
Watch it now. Get up on that machine gun, Flash. Everybody else grab guns. Here comes Jack Long to wipe them out.
The gallant little party of whites is in a precarious position indeed. Can they withstand the Paris assault? And what has happened to Jimmy and Stanner? Don't miss the next Air Adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.